for Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
The day has arrived where Fev is going to try to meet Harry and Megan. Can we hear the little intro for this little bit?
Megan.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I know, sorry, Megan. Megan. I'm supposed to say Megan.
He even has his own little intro.
Yeah.
Fev wants to meet royals, royals.
Now, a lot of pressure on this. I, as your friend and co-host who has already, I've met Prince Charles, I have said to you, Fev, you meet a royal too, and then we're on even playing ground. And I think if there's any man or woman in Melbourne who can do it, it is you. The Fevolution. Who doesn't want to meet Fev?
I've been out publicly. A lot of pressure.
You can do it. Come on.
You've got a plan.
I do. I've got 30 people coming along.
You've got 30 people. You're not giving anything else away.
Not even the vantage point, is
it? I've got some T-shirts made.
He's got T-shirts, yeah. And he's got 30 people. He's not told us where he's going to attack.
Not the tram?
We don't know.
The South Melbourne tram?
No. I know
the numbers of the tram.
Ooh.
There might even be a decoy tram.
I wouldn't have said that already.
I imagine the royal security team are listening, trying to figure out what he's going to do. But we have a lot of faith in you. Now, you did say...
Yeah, pressure's on, Boxy.
I know, you can do it. You can do it, my friend. You will meet them. You will get some acknowledgement from them. I've got a feeling about this.
I just hope it really rains and they don't get out of their car.
Well, and then you fail, but there's a reason you fail.
100%.
Now, the funny thing about watching them, the royals get around, and it's so sweet. They're both, you know what? They're so likeable. They are such... Harry was
endearing.
Already likeable. She's so warm. You look at her and you go, yeah, I'd love to be friends with you. And I feel like we could be.
Well, this will be their third day in Australia. So the day one was kicked off by Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne.
The 98-year-old.
98-year-old. Yesterday, the highlight was young Luke.
Yep, the little
beautiful
boy
scenes all around the world. Today is going to be about the loosh.
I can't wait till it's about you. Now, Fev, you mentioned one of your backup plans. Your plan A involves 30 people wearing T-shirts. We're not sure what that's about. Your plan B, though, was and may still be to take a Sharon and give it to Harry.
Yes, and I've got that in the
sport.
Car.
The only thing is about gift giving. I wanted to run this by you. Because
what happens?
Well, that's the thing. You see them get flowers and gifts and booties and everybody's got presents for them at the moment. Because the baby, there's lots of baby gifts happening.
I thought about stealing some of our newborn babies' dummies out of the room today, and
no,
I thought
give
them a good couple of dummies, but I thought, I better not. It's a bit personal, dummies.
Well, now, this is, according to the royal family's official gift policy, one of these things can happen to the gifts. Ready? They've had to be quite transparent with this.
Because I do want to see a Sharon being kicked around Buckingham Palace. That'd be nice.
I'd love that.
The Crown Season 5, they're just kicking Sharon's. Smashing windows.
Queen, hang on.
Here's one of the few things that will happen to the gifts that are given to the royals as they tour the country. One, it can be accepted and used, provided it's worth less than $276.
Yep, $150 for a Sharon.
So they can accept that. Two, it could be kept in storage for up to 5 years. So that just goes into a U-Haul and
geez, the footy would be flat after 5 years. Needs a pump up.
Curators of the royal collection may choose to incorporate it into their displays. Or
hang on.
Now we're going down to what I really think is going to happen. Four, it could be donated to charity. I think a lot of the gifts go to charity.
Because I did read an article, Boxy, on that certain subject with their wedding. All the presents they got, they had to give it to charity. They had to sell them off to charity.
Yeah. Or finally, unfortunately, they could be destroyed or thrown out.
I don't think the footy would get destroyed. I reckon, because Harry loves his rugby, goes to a lot of events.
I reckon he'd have access to footies, wouldn't he? Like, does he need another one?
I don't reckon anyone's ever given him a Sharon.
Okay. Well,
I haven't seen it.
Look, it's bold.
That's
it's back brave.
Up. That's B plan. Once the A works, I'll just give him the Sharon just for
great.
Kicks.
Right, just walk up to him and give it to him.
I'll say, hey, H-bomb. Yeah. Hey, have a footy, bro.
I can't wait to see how this unfolds
today. Time will tell. He's attempting it later today.
I will be on tenterhooks all day, and like everybody listening, I will find out with you how Fev goes.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we find out.
Yeah, we will. Maybe today I might Insta story it and just wreck it.
And ruin it forever.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev wants to meet royals, royals.
Fev, Brendan, D-Day. Favola, the Loosh. It's the day to meet a royal. And it all started back on Monday when I said I'd met Prince Charles, and I just walked up to him at a polo match and got past his security. And I thought, you know what, you are king of the jungle. If anyone's going to meet a royal, it's you. You've got, you'd have great rapport with Harry. You're a big fan of Meghan on Suits. I've got to start calling her Meghan, actually.
Meghan. I reckon they would have watched Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. It's big in the UK.
I imagine that Harry will look through the 1,000 people and see you and have a glimmer of recognition. That guy. Yeah, I've seen him. Mm. Now, Fev, you did say
on a billboard when I come from the airport.
Yeah, that's right.
Voguing.
It's a good point. Those billboards up at the moment?
I'm not sure.
Hopefully he's seen you.
Vogue.
Now, Fev,
yes.
So you've got a plan today.
Yeah, I do have a plan,
but
Boxy.
You've kept it a bit secret because you don't want to let everyone know.
Yes, I do.
What can you tell us?
I've had some shirts made, which is great, which
T-shirts.
Symbolises our show,
okay.
Which is good, just for
branding.
Good publicity, just in case we get some traction. And we put a little picture of us.
Okay.
On the T-shirt with a love heart, just so the snipers don't shoot me. I'm here for love.
Or this is where my heart is.
Yeah. And that's right. It's right in the middle. It's got Fifi and Fev written on it, which
well,
is
no,
good.
Well, no, it's got the whole...
Oh, and Byron, and Byron.
It's got the whole
keep us out of it.
Actually, yeah, maybe just Fev. Maybe just put Fev on these ones. The Fev show.
I've got 30 people coming along. Maybe 30. A few might have dropped out.
30 people.
Yeah, but there'll be a big bunch of us.
But, and you're doing something?
Yeah, we're going to be doing something.
Ooh.
So hopefully it gets the...
Flash mob?
No, it's not 2009.
You're going to break into a dance?
No, I can't dance. But I'm looking forward to
planking
it.
Planking or...?
No, not planking. They're very dangerous,
parkour.
Byron. Planking's very dangerous. People have died from that.
Okay, sorry, mate.
Yeah. Don't put a dampener on the day. But I've got a plan B. So that's plan A. And
okay.
I think that'll work. I think it'll really work. But the plan B is the great people at Sharon. I've got a Sharon at home. And that's obviously our, it's Australian. What is Australian history?
AFL, oh, it's iconic.
It's iconic. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you. And hopefully he can see the big red Sharon and I'll pass that on to him. And I probably won't handball it. I'll just gift it because...
Yeah.
Megan is
pregnant,
so I don't really want to throw it because the snipers might shoot it and go boom.
You're an accurate kick, though. I mean, you've kicked through the office over the water cooler.
I love that the snipers are getting as much traction as the royals. Everyone's aware
of
the guys with guns.
Yeah, but I wasn't worried about the snipers, but everyone in our team, Lise and
Liam.
Name's Ali.
And Owen and all those guys, they're all worried about the snipers. But anyway, I'm going to get down there. I've got some friends coming along and hopefully we can get some traction and I'll get to meet not one but two royals, which would be amazing.
Just quickly, they have given experts have given you one surefire way to get close to Harry and Meghan.
Oh, here we go.
So these are the surefire ways. One is bring a gift. So you've already
tick,
you've done that. Another one is to use cute kids. So if you've got cute little kids, they'll probably
walk up.
Are
they in your group? Yeah, the group you organise.
Tick.
Okay.
You've got kids. Okay.
I'm a kid.
And the other one is to go for some comedy. I like this.
Mate, I've got that string to my bow.
Harry seems to like when you've got, like a girl was holding up a sign the other day saying, I gave up my perfect school attendance to come and see you.
Good gear.
Harry beelined for it, thought that was hilarious.
Good fun.
So comedy, there you go. Kids, comedy, gift. You've ticked all those boxes?
Yep.
Well, we expect to hear back tomorrow that you have met Harry and Meghan.
Yep.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, it's a big weekend in the world of radio. Now, this won't mean much to many people. It doesn't mean much to us, to be really honest,
yeah,
but it's the Radio Awards this weekend, and that's the equivalent of the Logies.
For radio,
it's for radio.
That's it's exciting
the,
night.
Now, Byron's going. Fev and I have prior engagements, so we can't attend.
Well, I'm going because the Fifi, Fev and Byron show is up for some awards, and you'd think that the Fifi, Fev and Byron show might turn up.
Up for some awards, up for the big award.
To the awards.
Yeah.
We had other stuff on.
Fair enough. I mean, I respect your diaries, but don't bag me for representing the team.
No one bagged you.
I'll be sitting on the couch probably watching some sort of sport.
That's arrogant.
With my kid.
No, it's something on.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, gee.
Mate.
Okay.
But I'm just not going. Mate, cool cats don't go.
You're up for
cool
best new talent. Brendan Favola is up for best new talent in radio, even though he's been on for about 4 years. You should go.
No, Byron.
It looks needy.
You're an envelope.
It looks like you.
You go to the opening of an envelope.
It looks like you care about your industry.
And if they
Sorry about that.
But if the Radio Awards meant so much to people, which obviously it does to you, our bosses at SCA would make us go.
Parent company, Southern Cross Austereo.
Yeah, they'd make us go, but they don't care.
They didn't make you go.
They don't care that we're not going because it's irrelevant.
Neil Mitchell turns up. Ross and John turn up.
Do they? Who?
Well, you're better than Ross and John.
I don't know who Ross and John
is. Wow, that's arrogant.
I'm in
what
my 30s,
Fev's
bro.
What Fev's trying to say, Fev cares, and I care about the listeners.
Yes.
We're a fan. We're not into show pony. We're a show pony at an awards ceremony.
So everyone at that awards ceremony, just so let's be clear, everyone in that room is a show pony.
You are a show pony.
If listeners were going and they were all going to there, we'd go and we'd interact with the listeners.
If it was about all the listeners.
But they're not there.
I think you could probably, I mean, who would? But I think public could buy a ticket and attend, I believe. I mean, I don't even think it's a closed door.
Shouldn't have to buy a ticket. Should be able to just turn up.
I went last year and I saw people with their chests out, they're like big peacocks walking around. I had no idea who these people were, and I'm like, just everyone's saying, oh, I'm better than you. Oh, who's just bigger? Oh, no, it's not about that. It's about our listeners. It's about Melbourne for us.
What it's a bit about though, which I find funny, Fev, and I think you and I are on the same page on this. So Byron, he's moved back into the city, left Pakenham, left all his peeps in Packy.
There were personal reasons for that move.
He's moved into the city. He's got his little pad in the city. And Byron, you've planned a pre-drinks for the Radio Awards.
Just a few drinks.
That's a good thing to do.
For some radio colleagues, some out-of-town colleagues, because all the different radio people from around the country get together. Now, I live up the road from where the venue is. Why not?
Who's going?
Everyone from all the radio stations.
No, hang on. No, that's not the case. So yesterday, Fev, in our meeting, he extended an invitation to our boss, Amanda, and said, I'm having pre-drinks. And Amanda said, well, I thought you were coming to my pre-drinks because she's put on pre-drinks for the whole radio station.
Well,
she'll have the credit card over.
Well, she's got the card, but, you know, the black, it'll be a black Amex behind behind the bar.
Well, Fox's credit card.
Everyone's going.
I've got drinks at mine.
Who's going? What drinks have you got?
I've got drinks at mine. I'll be providing some delicious
vodka soda,
and which is a great new brand.
Marcus Callett.
You got them for free.
For a few plugs.
Champagne.
There'll be
who's
some passion pop. Coors beer.
So there's a Fox, basically a Fox pre-drinks Radio Awards party that our boss has put on.
Yep.
And then there's this pre-drinks that you've put on.
So far, I have Gaundy from the CFM Central Coast breakfast show. He said he can make it. And the producer of the Triple M overnight show, Jess, in Sydney.
Oh, so she's booked in the runway room.
So there's two different...
Do they have plus ones?
Yeah, no, Jess's boyfriend, Chad, will be there.
Does Gaundy work with Ash Pollard?
Ash Pollard.
So you know her well?
Ash, I don't know as well as Gaundy, but I'm sure Ash will be there.
I'm not sure.
Ash will come.
I'm sure when Gaundy finds out about this party that's been put on by the radio station, he'll be at this. You're having a lame pre-drinks party. Byron, why don't you just go to the official pre-drinks party?
I've booked in my own party. I'm going to have my own party. What's wrong with that?
Well, why don't we do you a favour?
Is Leon going?
Fev, watch this.
Leon works.
Still undecided.
Oh, you can't be undecided. You're coming to mine.
13:10:60. Does anyone want to go to Byron's pre-drinks radio awards party?
It's at my house.
Why don't you involve the listeners, Byron?
It's about the listeners.
It's about the listeners.
They made this show.
So I'm going to invite people to my house.
Yeah. Well, you invite Nash Pollard. You don't even know her.
13:10:60. No.
I think it's the right thing to do because this show would not be the success that it is without the people listening to it. So they deserve to come to the pre-show drinks.
The absolute piss.
Absolutely. 13:10:60. Do you want to go to Byron's on the weekend?
What's happened here?
You've got free... Hey, how many times have you told us, I've got free drinks? Free drinks for everyone? Wow. Well,
it's a nice
Melbourne.
Thing to do.
It's an open house.
It's a way of saying thank you.
Yeah, it's an open house.
We'll take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
The big radio awards are happening in Melbourne this weekend. Sort of the Logies for the TV industry. But But Fev and I, we unfortunately had a prior engagement, so we can't go.
And Byron's going solo.
So Byron's going on his own. And what we've just discovered is...
representing our show at a national awards.
Well done. Now, he is having a pre-drinks party that he's put on at his place in the CBD, Urban Living. And what he didn't realise was our boss, Amanda, has put on a pre-drinks for the whole radio station.
Is she listening at the moment?
Yeah,
she wouldn't
of course
be, would
she? She's a very good program
I was
director.
Just saying, if she's
always
not,
listening.
If she's not, what would you rather go to my party or the boss's party?
The one where she puts the card behind the bar.
Yours.
I hate to say it, Boxy, but Byron's got a lot of traction lately. A lot of traction. He's very famous.
Thank you. Thank you.
But it's a bit like the Bachelorettes or the Bachelor or people from Big Brother. They just go to everything.
Yeah.
Starting to fall into that category.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you do go to a lot of...
What have I been to lately that's such a big... I don't go to everything. I hardly go to
Fev's
anything.
Nicknamed you Envelope because you go to the opening
this
of an
is
envelope.
All right.
Can I tell you what I've got access to, Fev? So, Byron, you are so keen to get people to your party. You have, in fact, messaged a very good friend of mine, Jackie O.
Well, she's... Kyle and Jackie O are very, very good friends
of mine,
actually.
Well, you haven't messaged Kyle, so that's interesting.
Well, I've known Kyle for nearly two decades.
Well, I'll probably tell Kyle that you've left him out. I've got the message here. So he's written to Jack, and this seems highly inappropriate.
Stop hacking my phone.
Hey, babe. I mean, it's Jackie O.
She's married to Lee. We've called each other babe for a long time.
Hey, babe, are you guys down for Acras? I'm going to have low-key pre-drinks at my place just up from the venue. It's not a Fox thing, just for all my favourite out-of-towners. Ha, ha. Jackie O read that yesterday afternoon about midday. No response.
Very good, very good. She's
don't
a busy,
wrote, yeah,
she's a busy professional.
Poor, don't rope poor Jackie into his pre-drinks.
Jackie, if you're listening.
They probably won't even go unless they win.
All right.
So Byron's got three people at the moment, Gaundy and is it Jess, who's the overnight producer of a Triple M show?
Gaundy is a very popular presenter on the central coast of New South Wales.
Yeah.
He can't walk down the street of Terrigal.
You've got no one going to your party from Fox FM. Don't you find that a bit strange?
Because Fox FM people I see every day. Now the Acras is a national celebration.
We've just said on behalf of Fev and myself, if you'd like to represent us and go to Byron's pre-drinks.
It's at my house. I don't want people at my house.
Michael in Essendon. Michael, would you like to go to Byron's pre-drinks on Saturday night?
Oh, I'd love to be there, guys. I reckon it'd be good fun. Give me a little housewarming as well while I'm there.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
Michael might bring you a little gift, maybe a pot plant.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
There you go. Well, Michael's, he's coming.
You know Fev won't be there, right?
Yeah, I'll take Fev's position. That's no worry.
There we go.
There we go. All right, thanks, Michael.
He's there on behalf. Daniel in Riddles Creek. Hi, Daniel.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Dan. Dan, would you like to go to Byron's party on Saturday
Come
night?
Come on, that's my house.
I'd absolutely love to, but only if I could bring a plus one.
Mate, you
of
can bring a plus ten. Mate. No one else is going.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. We'll put you on the standby list.
Standby
list. I mean, this has become an FM radio contest.
Jason in Coolaroo. Jace, have you got anything on Saturday night?
No, I haven't, mate. Byron.
Oh, God.
Mate, I'm just wondering if you got a hot tub.
He did have a hot tub, but it got into...
He's left it in Pakenham.
Yeah, no, there were many a great night in the hot tub in Pakenham.
So Jace will come to your party on the condition there's a hot tub.
Okay, I'll get one installed.
Yeah, slide into Byron's DMs if you want to go.
Don't.
And it's pretty full
I'll
at the
do
moment.
A favour for all the... I'll do a favour for all the listeners. I'll FaceTime you.
Well, thanks.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, you know what you haven't mentioned for a while, Fev? Bitcoin. Because you were talking about that at the start of the year. In fact, you were trying to get me to buy some Bitcoins.
Yeah. Lucky you didn't.
I know. Well, it's interesting. And I bring it up because leading economists are slamming Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at the moment. Yeah. In fact, they're calling there's a crypto apocalypse is happening.
Ooh.
As the mother and father of all bubbles has now gone bust, blown up. But... Now, for people who aren't familiar with Bitcoin, explain it to everyone again, Fev, because you're
Do you remember the artist? I think it was one of those girls. We had her in, actually. I think one of the girls, and she was going to do a concert, and they were going to give her $1 million worth of Bitcoin, and then it was worth like 20 million. She did it. Now we're saying how dumb she was. She did the right thing.
She was right.
Well, she'd sold them at the time.
No, but she didn't get Bitcoin.
Well,
she got cash.
You, at the time...
Yeah, so Bitcoin is another... they said it was going to take over our money, our currency. And it's a little coin and it was worse. You can buy houses with it and people were taking it. Actually, people were actually taking it.
Well, can you...
A lot of people were buying into it.
Feb, we've got audio of this. This is back in Feb at the start of the year.
Mm.
You were very emphatic and really on me to go and buy some. I remember only about a month ago, you, Feb, were saying to me, buy them now, they're going up. And then they've apparently crashed again down...
Right. My advice to you was buy them when they were at 11, they went to 17.
Yep. Well, then they peaked. They fully peaked at the time you were asking me to buy them. 25,000. Now they're 9,000.
Are they?
Ooh. So it's a crypto apocalypse.
So what are they? $9.
So if I'd bought it when you said, I would have spent 25,000.
Yep.
And I would have lost over 10,000. No more. 15,000. I would have lost $15,000.
Yeah, that's a good day at the track. I think I did say to you, buy it. At one point and then get rid of it because you could buy it and then sell it because it went up, like within a couple of weeks, it went up like it doubled in price.
I feel like it just plateaued and
but now it's
plummeted.
Gone. No, it went
it
up.
It boomed and then it went bust.
So because you're good at this stuff, where is it going to go now? Is it going to go up again? Do you think it's tanked? It's bottomed. The apocalypse has happened. It's over.
Well, things bottom out and then they can rise again. I'm the perfect example.
So would you say maybe buy Bitcoin now? in the hope that it one day gets a job on Breakfast Radio and finds itself
well, the thing
again.
Well, the thing is, Boxy, for people, normal people like Byron and I, we probably couldn't afford to buy that now because we don't want to waste money. But you, you could invest in it.
Loaded.
And just have it because in 10, 20 years' time, who knows where the currency is going to go? Who knows if there's even going to be cash? We don't know. You could just walk in and swipe something. So for you being someone who's got a bit of money, which you've saved well and you don't spend much, which is great, you're very good with coin, just invest in some and then see where it goes.
I mean, who needs a barefoot investor?
You could have the
last...
But
you've got Brendan Favola.
You could have the last laugh.
It's probably here.
Ross Greenaway, man of yesterday. And
Greenwood.
Literally. Oh, Green. it's like your super. You don't get to touch it till you're 60 anyway, right. Or 65. Mm. And you could buy investments with your Subi, do whatever. Okay. It just sits there. You don't even know about it.
I feel like at some point, Faith, I should say officially on air, Brendan Favola is not a financial advisor. And any advice he gives,
a lot of sense.
We do not have legal...
And now I've forgotten what I was going to finish on.
I gave you about three outs before. I called him the barefoot investor. I called him Ross Greenaway. I can't do any more.
Okay, I didn't even get enough to finish what I was going to say to you.
I thought you were going to ask really people how important. Their Bitcoin went, but you didn't do that.
No, hey, I decided not to. Ready?
heads or tails?
What are you doing?
Tails.
No, it's a head. Buy some.
101.9 The Fox.
And now we're going into matchmaking mummies.
Yes, they are.
Oh, darling, he's a handsome boy. You should go with him. Matchmaking mums, you've got to come along. Matchmaking mums, you've got to come along. Before we're one, you've got to meet my mum. V57 bar in the corner, hook us up. I am single now, but that might not be for long. Before we get it on, you've got to meet my matchmaking mum.
Okay, there we go.
We have the best jingle makers in the country.
It's next Thursday. It's happening at Alumbra in Docklands. It's Matchmaking Mama's Party. Alumbra's Summer Fiesta, by the way, Melbourne's newest Sunday sesh, from 4 p.m. at Alumbra Docklands. But our big party is going to be next Thursday night.
Yes, singles, girls, guys. We've been saying this. It's warming up. You want to have a summer love, a summer fling, summer fun. And we put on the hottest singles parties around.
Now, loving,
you know
fast.
The catch by now. You have to bring your mum.
I met your mum, and it didn't last.
Your mum will either kibosh the person you like, maybe encourage you in one direction. The prospective love meets your mum for the first time on the first date. So
we're
you like to tell.
Away.
It's great. Now, we do have Ryan from Flemington on the line. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I reckon you're our first caller from Flemington.
Ever?
Ever.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon we've had
well
Flemington
done.
Calls.
Have we?
Yeah, I think so.
Not the main point.
Ryan, you're obviously single and keen to come along, is that right?
Yeah, definitely keen to bring my mum along, so.
Ryan, I hope you don't mind me saying this, because you've sent in a photo of yourself, and I'm just going to say to any single ladies out there, you're going to want to meet Ryan.
Is he a model?
Ryan, you are a very good-looking man.
Oh, thank you.
And even in your photo, you're holding your gorgeous dog, Casper,
yeah,
who's
well done.
Amazing
well
too.
It's Chick Crack.
What's it?
It's Chick Crack to have a dog.
Oh, Chick Crack.
Yeah, gotcha. No, it's just,
I've never heard that term
Faith
in my
hasn't
life.
Heard that one, but yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's awesome.
It racks up. It definitely racks
Faith
up the likes.
Faith hasn't heard it either.
Well, it's like an addictive thing. It's
Chick
the girls. The girls come to him for yep. Push on.
Now, you're a good-looking man, Ryan. I find it hard to believe you're single, but you are going to bring your mum, Nessa. Now, does Nessa does she like girls you date? Is she a tough judge of character?
She likes girls for me. She doesn't like them personally.
Oh, okay.
Just to clear that up. No, she's not a tough judge of character. At the end of the day, she always says, I just want you happy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Aww. Well, Ryan, we've got your mum who's going to come along on the line. Are you there, Nessa?
Yes, I am. Hi, good morning.
Oh, Nessa. Nessa, we're so excited you're coming to our singles party. Yes. Now, what are you looking for in a lady for your very handsome son, Ryan?
A daughter-in-law.
Oh, thank you. I just want someone who is fun-loving and kind-hearted and who will love my son for sure.
Nice. See, Nessa, if any girls are listening, don't you'd want Nessa to be your mother-in-law. You're divine, Nessa.
Thank you.
Oh, she is fun, isn't she? So she's going to be there and Ryan's going to be there. I mean, it's going to be smooth sailing, you would have thought.
This is
we're going to have a party.
Nessa, do you like to party, Nessa? Do you like to hit the dance floor?
Oh, no, but I will be there just for fun and to meet you people.
Now, the one thing I do love about you, Ryan and Nessa, is that you live across the road from each other. Very much in,
right.
in an everyone, that's everybody loves Raymond
everybody
scenario.
Loves, oh, no. That's
correct, yeah.
Oh,
everybody wow. loves Ryan, yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
Crazy middle poor, middle-class Asians, actually.
There we go. I'm not sure that, yeah.
So, Ryan, so you go out on a Saturday night, you have fun and... You're having a couple of cold ones off the wood, and you find a lovely person. You take them home. She leaves in the morning. Does Mum stand out the front and watch what happens? Or
ooh, nah, she's never done that. But since she lives across the road and on a higher level, she's probably peeking in.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, good luck to both of you. There we go. This is I don't know. Does that make him a bit less attractive?
No, very attractive. You've got Nessa, the amazing mother-in-law across the road, bringing over food, looking after the kids. I mean, this is outstanding.
Yeah, good stuff. Great for kids.
They'll all be there. Well done. You're going. We'll see you there on the night, guys.
Okay, see
you. See you, Nessa.
It's fox.com.au is where you go. If you want to join us, it's next Thursday at Alumbra Docklands.
101.9 The Fox.
Victoria's Secret, a very popular lingerie brand, is under attack. Plus-size model Robin Lawley has launched a global petition to boycott the lingerie giant. So she's beginning this global petition calling for women to boycott Victoria's Secret. Because they're very famous Victoria's Secret parade.
It's a great
the
show.
The likes of Miranda Kerr, mm-hmm. Heidi Klum, that it doesn't include plus size or curvy models.
Giselle
Bundchen, of course. Look, I look at that line, like I'm just looking at a photo of these Victoria's Secret models, and I don't look like that, and I don't relate to that. So I sort of see where Robin's coming from, but that's... Maybe not for me. But can I be honest? I don't buy Victoria's Secret lingerie.
Yeah, neither do I. And but I do watch the Victoria's Secret because it's a great spectacle. Been going for 25 years.
Mm.
But I did watch the project last night and the young lady was on. And like Victoria's Secret's been going for 25 years. And it's a different body type. We all know that. And I'm happy for Victoria's Secret to have models walking down the catwalk.
Mm.
And she was saying that we need it for plus size. Well, do a plus size one. I'd watch it. I'd be happy to watch it. But it's a different... She's talking about body types and diversity. All bodies are beautiful. It's just the way you're born. Mm. And I was sitting on the couch going, she has a point because she does have a point. If they want to do it, bring it in. We all have an opinion. And I think that the Victoria's Secret is a spectacle and people watch it and love it. More males probably love it, which is fair to say.
An alarming percentage of males.
Which is
like
males. But obviously if you're skinny and you're tall, you're, oh, geez, I'd love to have that lingerie. But I thought to myself, we're stopping a lot of things with a lot of opinions. People are coming out saying a lot of things. And I thought, well, you don't see a male model who likes, so just say like a Byron Cook.
Whoa.
Who was modelling a suit the other day. You don't see him sumo wrestling. Because his body type doesn't fit that.
That's a great example. I think that's a water type.
But you wouldn't do it. No. Because it's a certain body type that does it. So you're not going to ban sumo wrestling.
Yeah, so you're saying don't boycott the Victoria's Secret's parade because a certain body type is parading it.
All body types are beautiful. Have your own.
It's interesting.
Do your own one.
If I can I, like from my perspective, and I remember growing up, I would look at bodies like that and I would think that's how I should look. And that's the real shame because I think young girls look and go, right, I've got to fit into that. But then when you go into the shop and you put them on and you go, well, that's not how it looked on Giselle. So I feel this is how I feel. I don't want my daughter to ever look at these parades. I don't want her part of them and I don't want her to be exposed to them. So I've got my own issue with that. But I hear what you're saying, Fev. Mm. I hear that... You know, we can't nanny state everything. What we have to do is, you know, let Victoria's Secret do what Victoria's Secret want to do because that's their right to do it. What we have to do as educators and parents, and I have to get in very quickly and say to my child, that is a certain body type. That's supermodel. They're supermodels.
They're supermodels.
And that's what they do. Please don't aspire to look like that because what you look like is perfect and I'll probably take her to a parade that has more diversity in it.
Sure.
And I'd like to see different body types. So I personally would like to see different body types, but that just means the Victoria's Secret parade is not for me.
So a personal 100%. Choice to not watch it rather than this current thing where we're just banning everything. We seem to have a petition for everything.
Everything wants
to
be banned.
And we're just banning everything. You could choose to not watch something.
And it's like when I was ripped up when I played footy. I was skinny and I was lean. And obviously I've put on a bit of weight and I'm over 110 kilos. So I'm not going to... When I was younger, we used to go swimming all the time. We used to wear like little budgie smugglers because that's what you did. You swam in them. There's no way I'd get around in them now. And I know that. I own it.
Because because
it doesn't look good. I don't look good in budgie smugglers. And I know that. But I used to. But I know that. I just own it. Imagine me getting around the beach with budgie smugglers
Actually, I know this might be a slight diversion, but if you go to Fev's Instagram, there's a wonderful image of him stepping out of the water.
He just popped it up the other day.
Admittedly, it's a very old photo, but...
Oh. I tried to own like it was now, but it's not.
we were actually... Can I give you another peek behind the curtain? We were talking about Jason Momoa, who plays a character in Game of Thrones, an Aquaman, and he's an amazing specimen. And we were saying, gee, imagine seeing him come out of the water and what that would look like the next minute a photo of Fev popped up coming out of the water.
101.9 The Fox.
Keira Knightley, who is about to appear in a big Disney film, The Sugar Plum Fairy, the blockbuster, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. It's a big Disney film. How's this? She has interestingly just come out on The Ellen Show yesterday and said that she won't let her daughter watch Disney films because of the portrayal of women in them. For example,
don't do them.
She did Pirates of the Caribbean.
Actually, that's not a bad point because her point is Cinderella's banned from her house because Cinderella waits around for a rich guy to come and rescue her. And The Little Mermaid, she really likes it, but unfortunately she doesn't like the message that because Ariel finds her voice or gives up her voice to be with a man.
Right. She's a mermaid.
Yeah, good point. Like, it's
she has,
funny.
She has a fish tail.
It's interesting, Fev, because some of these feminists...
It's not real.
It's a cartoon.
There's elements of this that before I had a daughter, I remember thinking, yeah, you've got to be careful with the portrayal of women because I don't want her at such a young age to be influenced by things. And you know what? Now I've just got a 5-year-old that loves Disney films. She dresses up like a princess.
Yes,
it's a cute
beautiful.
Phase. I'm a pretty responsible parent in that I'm bringing her up to believe in herself, to not think she's a mermaid and that she has to give up a voice for anyone. She just enjoys that as
just
entertainment.
Good movies.
Not sure where you're going with this, Boxy, but for Keira Knightley, if you don't like Disney movies and you don't want your daughter watching them because of the betrayal of what women are, don't do them. Don't make money out of it.
Wow.
Don't cash in.
I wish Ellen had said that to her. You should be.
But seriously, I agree with what she's saying if she believes that. But then don't cash in on the Disney franchise.
Cake and eat it.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
You're right.
I don't understand what she's message.
That's a very good point.
She's trying. That's a bad message to send to her daughter.
I'm tipping that an executive from Disney maybe gave her a call after this interview and had a quick chat with her about that.
That's not a good message.
Her contractual obligations.
Yeah.
Interesting. But it's interesting. And look, to each their own. And if my daughter one day just sits around waiting for a man to come and save her, then I did bad.
With a fish tail?
She's sitting by the ocean with her fake mermaid tail on. I'm in all sorts.
Sure.
Anyway, we love Disney on this show.
Yes,
we're big fans.
So, a Disney song to play? Let's play one.
We do. Well, do you know what? Why don't we do one better? Get our wonderful listeners. Let's get Melbourne to sing Disney tracks with Disney Oki.
Yes.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Oh, yes, the lines are open right now if you want to perform a Disney song. 13, 10, 60.
Yes, it's one of our favourite segments. We do it from time to time, often when there's a Disney story in the news. We've even got... Have we got somebody to play that...
Oh, Sandra was wonderful with her Spoonful of Sugar performance. Recently, she really gave it some sass, didn't she, guys? Let's just relive this magic.
A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful way.
Wow, exceptional.
Beautiful work there by Sandra. So call now. Kids, adults, girls, boys, men, grown men with big husky voices.
That'd be great.
We love
mermaids.
13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke. Everyone can get involved, even if you're blokey. Doesn't really matter if you're serious or jokey. Fifi, Feb and Byron's Disney karaoke.
Disney karaoke. What a great way to end the show on a Thursday morning. This is your chance to ring in with a Disney classic, something from your childhood, something that you're watching with the kids at the moment. We don't care what age you are. We don't care what gender you are. We just want you to sing. Harvey in Camberwell. Hi, Harvey.
Hi.
Hey, Harvey, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Whoa. Cool. Are you on your way to school at the moment?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seems so up and about.
What school do you go to?
Auburn South.
Oh, great school.
Shout outs.
Now, Harvey, what are you going to sing for us?
Ben Necessities.
Oh, cute. I love this. From the Jungle Book.
Good message too, isn't it?
It is. Wonderful message.
Hey, Harves, are you in grade 4?
3.
Grade 3.
Okay. Okay, let's stop the original and let's let Harvey launch into it. Off you go, Harvey.
Good luck, Harvey.
I'm in the Ben Necessities, the simple Ben Necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities that bring the bare necessities to life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. With bees up buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. Yeah, that's all I can
get.
More than we could thought we'd get. That was fantastic.
Harvey, you are a good little singer. You're great. You must audition for school musicals moving forward, okay?
Yep.
You were great.
Well done, buddy. Great job. Have fun at school.
Elias in South Morang. How are you, Elias?
Morning, Phoebe. How are you?
Oh, very well, Elias.
Good. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, Elias, what are you going to sing for us this morning?
Oh, my kids are huge Disney fans. I've actually taken my kids to Disney 4 times, and they love Under the Sea.
Oh, yes.
And I used to sing it to them as kids, so they called me and said, please, Dad, can you call embarrass yourself on the video?
Yes.
This is a great song.
You've got to sort of channel the sort of the Jamaican vibes in this one.
I bet, Elias, you're the kind of parent I am. Like, because Trixie's into so many of the songs, but I pick the ones I want. Like, come on, don't you want to listen to this again?
Yeah, whatever you're feeling the vibe for. But they usually, you know, since it's, you know, they've been doing it to me since a kid, they're actually on the way to the bus right now listening to Fox, and they said, you have to call in, so I called in to embarrass myself.
Okay, well, Elias, take it away with Under the Sea.
All right. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but this is a big mistake. You just look at the world around you right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Wow.
Elias, that was outstanding.
That was incredible.
That's like, you were like the original.
No, thanks, Fifi. That's like the best compliment I've heard all day.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, the kids will love that as well.
They would. What
there
a
we
dad.
Go. Well played.
And we've got Bella Mia from Heidelberg Heights. Hi, Bella Mia.
Hi.
It's a beautiful name,
Isn't
Belle.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Thank you.
That's a Disney princess name right there, Bella Mia. Now, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11. And what's your favourite Disney film?
I don't really have a favourite, but good. I'd say probably Moana.
Oh, I'm so into Moana right now, Bella Mia. I went through a phase of watching it every day for about 3 weeks not long ago.
You've had the soundtrack in your car for many months.
I have. I sing it all the time. Yeah. Which song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing How Far I'll Go.
Oh,
of course.
Song.
How
what
could
a song.
You not?
This one. Let's just give Bella Mia her moment.
Okay, I won't sing, but Bella
sit
Mia,
back, sit back.
Off you go.
Thank you. I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water No matter how hard I try, every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Bella, you just went from 11 to about 25.
That was unbelievable.
Do you have singing lessons?
Well, I do go to David Jan's, but I'm also in the School of Rock musical coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll promote that. Where do you get tickets to that? Because we're all there. We'll hold the line. We'll push
that. I thought we had a professional in our midst. That was very, so very good.
Actually, Bella Mia, here's a good chance to compare to a member of this team who recently sung that song in her car. Can you just give Fifi some feedback on this singing? Because she loves the Moana soundtrack. Have a listen to this, okay? Have a listen.
Hey, Belle, you win.
Wasn't that bad.
Hey, speaking about people, anyone can sing these songs, and I was just going through LeBron James, the king. He was actually in his car yesterday singing Love Is an Open Door by Frozen with his young
beautiful.
Daughter.
Oh, beautiful.
Very good. There you go. Feb's playing that off his phone.
I'm just watching it. LeBron's not doing much of the singing.
Yeah, he does. There's another one where he does. They sing Frozen together.
See?
Oh, that
if
is
if it's cool enough for LeBron James. And then everyone's all right with Disney, except for Keira Knightley, who has a problem with Disney, but is happy to be paid a lot of money to do Disney films.
Fernando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.